listener production.
Loss-making property sales on the rise across our patch. Homelessness taking a turn for the worse with numbers mounting. And still a way to go to get concrete solutions in the lead-up to the election. Today's weather, partly cloudy across the coast, heading for tops of 28 degrees in both Coffs and Port. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. A new report from CoreLogic has shown that home ownership hold periods are increasing across the country as short-term profits take a dive. But the Pain and Gain report shows our regional markets are still doing much better than the big cities when it comes to selling for a profit. Here on the Mid-North Coast, we did see a rise in the number of loss-making sales, but it was less than 1% compared to the 8.8% in Sydney.
It's a small number and it's also coming off a very low base. So if we look at the portion of properties that made a loss from resale in the Mid-North Coast, that's sitting at 2.3%, and it's come up from a low point of just 1.5% halfway through last year.
Spokesperson Eliza Owen there. Still on housing, and new data has revealed a surge in homelessness on the Mid-North Coast. 970 people were sleeping rough on census night in 2021, almost 100 more than in 2016. North Coffs Harbour is our worst affected area, with 112 people displaced. Our rural and regional communities across the Mid-North Coast haven't been getting enough attention from our pollies in the lead-up to Saturday's state election. That's according to the Country Women's Association. They sent their list of priorities to major and minor parties, as well as independents, hoping for strong commitments to fixing our roads, affordable housing, employment growth, and real-time flood data, to name a few. New South Wales President Joy Beams says while they did get some responses, they were lacking real detailed solutions.
They're not giving us any specifics at all for anything that may be happening in the future. Hopefully we can get something worked with whoever gets into government, but at the moment we're not really seeing any commitment.
The Mother's Day Classic Fun Run and a Walk will be making its return to Port Macquarie this year. The annual event raises much-needed funds for breast cancer research. The Sea of Pink is growing bigger every year. While it's not until Sunday, May 14th, the event's CEO, Zara Lawless, says people are already planning their fundraisers.
People have started signing up already. We've already got tens of thousands that are registered for the event. And a lot of those people will reach out, they'll get a fundraising page and lots of tips and tricks to fundraise in the lead up to the event. People also hold all sorts of morning teas and trivia nights. It really is a whole community coming together to fundraise for this vital cause.
Checking sport, we should expect a pretty even contest across first grade in Group 3 rugby this year. Although there's still hope, more league tag sides will be added to the final draw. All eight top-tier clubs are looking strong. While it's getting off to a late start on April 29th, the decider is still down for September 16th.